You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I think in the back of my mind, I knew something was wrong.
I had the worst bruising growing up. I mean, and I've heard other beds folks say this, but that like, oh, they thought my parents abused me because I had so many bruises. And I did. I had so many bruises. And I'm also very, very, your blog is the translucent one, I know. And I have very translucent skin. Like you can see my veins. And I just feel like that makes the bruises show up even more than maybe they would on somebody that's a little bit darker skinned.
My lung randomly collapsed. And I was like, what the heck is this? Like, I didn't even know it was possible for your lung collapse. It took me like a whole week to figure out what was happening. And I like, full on panic, because the first thought that ran into my mind is like, my brother died from an aortic dissection and I'm 21 having a lung collapse. Like, this is not normal.
So when that happened, the doctor came out and she told me, I've never had a case like this in my life. I've never experienced anything like this before. And when she said that, I told my husband, I said, it has to be VEDS, because I know uterine rupture is one of the things. And even though this was kind of like a mechanic rupture, how it tore when she cut, with her saying it's not normal, she's never seen this before, I told my husband, I need to know.
Unfortunately, it was after my son Hunter passed away is how we diagnosed me. The autopsy that we got back was he had an aortic dissection.
The official diagnosis came because my sister was diagnosed with VEDS shortly after passing away, after having a child, and she tested positive. And so they tested our immediate family, and I tested positive as well, which at the time wasn't a very big surprise, but the official diagnosis came after my sister tested positive.
I have to be ready to go to the ER, and I have to know. I know the difference between the pain I get versus the time I had a perforation. So I had that at least. But it really is troubling to where I know that I have to search everywhere around me, wherever I go, to see the best look, the hospital in the area.
You know, it wasn't until the third visit to the ER that they saw that the renal artery dissection had progressed into had kind of run into the aorta and had caused an aortic dissection. And then I was in the ICU.
What they found was that basically I had like part of my bowel had already like preparated, and that tissue was already like pretty much like necrotic or dying basically at that point. It was dead, some of it. And so they ended up having to do full surgery. They ended up removing like 15 centimeters of my ileum.
They took him back. I went to the car because of COVID. I couldn't really be in many places in the hospital. And so I just got into my car and I prayed really hard because I wasn't entirely sure what they were doing to him. I just knew that they were trying to fix whatever was broken. And it was a dissection.
The time for me to get checked in anywhere, for me to understand like, hey, I know you can't see what's going on, but I know what's going on. Like I need an MRI or a CAT scan. I need you to do something now, not have me sitting here for 4 hours in somewhat pain.
You know, I also want to reassure people. I know we have a lot of new people in our VEDS community, and it can be scary those early days, especially, you know, I really wanted to put my child in a bubble. He was 2 when he was diagnosed, and we had to have a lot of hard conversations with our medical team, which I would encourage everyone to get expert input, and then to really talk to your family and make the right decision for your unique situation.
My advice would just be to keep fighting, because nobody knows your body better than you do. If you know something's wrong, and I can say this as a nurse too, like nobody's going to fight for you. You have to fight for yourself.
Yeah, we're super excited to have something that potentially could change, you know, the course of vets, you know, and just might have some major impact and give us a better quality of life, you know, and maybe a longer life, right?
Hey everyone, this is Katie, your host, and I cannot wait to welcome you back to season 4 of Staying Connected. It will start on September 17th, and it will be available on all major podcast players, translucent1.blog, and on YouTube. See you soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.